I want to look with you together at John's Gospel, the 13th chapter, verses 1 to 9. If you would like to follow along in your Bibles, you can make your way there. A few days back, when we came together on Palm Sunday, we looked at a series of passages about Mary of Bethany, the last of which that comes just in the chapter preceding this in John's Gospel, John 12. We talked about how Mary had made a practice of bringing herself, bringing her life, bringing everything she had to the feet of Jesus. Mary came first to sit at the feet of Jesus, the teacher. Then she came and fell and wept at the feet of Jesus, the healer. And finally, she came with fragrant perfume to anoint the feet of Jesus, Israel's Savior and King. And in some ways, Mary's anointing of Jesus marks the beginning of Holy Week. It came on the eve of his ride into Jerusalem. A crucial part of our life in Jesus is learning how to come to his feet, right? With everything we are, with everything we have. But on Maundy Thursday, on this night, we remember how Jesus chose to begin laying down his life for ours. And we remember how something remarkable took place at the table of our Lord on that night. On this evening, Jesus does not invite us to sit at his feet, but rather he comes to minister to us at ours. Let me read these verses from John chapter 13. It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and to go to the Father. And having loved his own who were in the world, he now loved them to the end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. And so, Jesus got up from the meal. He took off his outer clothing, and he wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, Jesus poured water into a basin, and he began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" And Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." "Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." John's Gospel says at the start of chapter 13, that Jesus knew on this evening that his hour had come. The language of these first three verses sounds almost like when you reach the end of a long race and you can see the finish line on the horizon. Or like on the day of a major test. And you know that now is the critical moment. Now is the time you need to give everything you have. John says, having loved his disciples perfectly, faithfully, Jesus now loved them to the end. He says, knowing that the Father had put everything under his power, knowing that he had come from God, that he was soon returning back to God, Jesus steps with great intention into these final 24 hours of his life. From this moment on, everything Jesus does is about laying down, giving away his life as an act and as an offering of love. And so it says in verse 4 that it was with this perspective, with this motivation, with this in mind, Jesus chooses to rise from the Passover table that night. And he leaves his place of honor at the head of the table. He begins to take off his outer garments. And then he covers himself. He wraps himself with a servant's towel and begins washing his disciples' feet. For the last 3 years, Jesus had been these 12 men's rabbi. And he was the one they sought to imitate in everything. And they followed him because Jesus had taught them with great authority. Jesus had been among them healing with great power. Jesus had been defending the vulnerable with his great strength. But now, when Jesus' final hour has come, Jesus is among them in a different way. Jesus takes on the way of humility, the way of weakness, the way of a servant. Because that will be the way of his love. Jesus is instituting the way of his new command. And Jesus comes and he kneels at our feet. He comes with his own hands and he washes us clean. Tonight, Jesus, the Son of God, Jesus, the King of creation, comes dressed and ready to serve us. But the question is whether we will receive the gift he brings, whether we will make a space for Jesus at our feet. In verse 6, we hear the words of Peter's protest. Lord, you wash my feet? Right? This seems beneath the dignity of Jesus, the honor of Jesus, the power of Jesus. And I think maybe at a deeper level, Peter resists this because he fears that if Jesus is his rabbi, that this means someday he will also have to follow suit. And so he says again, Jesus, you will never wash my feet. But Jesus is insistent. If I do not wash you, you have no share with me, no share in this kingdom. Are we willing to let Jesus wash us, cleanse us, prune us, humble us with the power of his love? Are we willing to follow him when he calls upon us to do the same, to imitate his example? Tonight we remember the gifts of Jesus' bread and wine, the gifts of his body and blood, broken and shed for us. And in just a moment, I invite you to come to that table and to receive those gifts. But as you do that, as you come to the Lord's table, I just invite you to also come and picture yourself with Jesus ministering to you at your feet, offering to cleanse you at this table, to cleanse us of our sinful pride, and to wash us with the full extent of his love. Let me read to you a few words of the liturgy for this, the Maundy Thursday service. This is the night that Christ, the Son of Man, gathered with his disciples in the upper room. This is the night that Christ, our Lord and Master, took a towel and washed the disciples' feet, calling us to love one another as he has loved us. And this is the night that Christ our God gave us, this holy feast, that we who eat this bread and drink this cup may proclaim his perfect sacrifice until he comes again. If you would desire to receive these incredible gifts of God's love poured out for us, then let me invite you to come tonight. We'll do that in a way that's a little different than our usual communion service. I've asked two pairs of deacons to be on either side of the sanctuary. So when you're ready, you can come up the center aisle and either come to this side or that side, and they will serve you. And please feel free to receive the elements and take them as they're given to you, and then make your way back to your pews. Carol will be playing several hymns. The numbers are here on the board if you'd like to follow along and look at the words and meditate on those. But use this time for prayer, to prepare your hearts, and to receive from Jesus the gifts of God for you, his people.